Most states that ban abortion do allow exceptions for life-threatening emergencies. But Regan McCarthy of WFSU reports lawmakers in Florida have specified that the state's exemptions do not apply in cases of psychological conditions. A warning to our listeners, this story contains discussion of suicide and mental health.
Bailey Johnson had been married to her husband for about a year when she found out she was pregnant. She was also battling anxiety and eating disorder and was having suicidal thoughts.
I just remember thinking two things. One, that I needed help. And two, that this depression and suicidality is not something that can continue to just be passed down in our family.
Johnson says her grandmother, mother, and sister had all previously attempted suicide. She says her doctors told her she needed to begin immediately treating her mental health. They also said the medicine she would need might not be safe during her pregnancy.
I was told that a lot of OBGYNs would not be comfortable treating a pregnant woman on that high level of medication.
Johnson says she was afraid for her life. She knew she needed to move forward with treatment and couldn't fathom the idea of bringing a child into a world she no longer wanted to be in. She had what she calls a life-saving abortion when she was 6 weeks and 1 day pregnant. A few days ago, Governor Ron DeSantis signed the state's new 6-week ban into law. It's not in effect yet. That law and the law currently in place allow for an abortion when the life of a pregnant person is at risk, but not if their life is in danger for psychological reasons. Democratic State Senator Lori Berman tried to address that through an amendment.
This amendment tells women and pregnant people, along with their doctors, that we trust them to decide what's best for their health.
But Republicans and others argued receiving an abortion is more likely to lead to negative mental health outcomes. Andrew Sherval, with a group called Florida Voice for the Unborn, spoke during a committee hearing.
The real mental crisis is caused by abortion, not pregnancy.
When you look at the studies, that's just not the case.
Heather Flynn is a psychologist and chairs the Department of Behavioral Sciences and Social Medicine at Florida State University. She says right after a person decides to have an abortion, there can be some increased depression or anxiety.
But when you take a look at whether or not people actually have psychiatric disorders, the rates are higher if you carry a pregnancy to term and deliver the baby.
Flynn says suicide is one of the leading causes of maternal mortality. She also says 1 in 5 people experience a psychiatric disorder during pregnancy or in the postpartum period. Navigating the system to get care is difficult, and sometimes doctors can be reluctant to provide psychiatric care to pregnant people. Flynn says as many as 2/3 of people don't get the treatment they need for psychiatric disorders during and after pregnancy. And she says that's one reason people need the ability to decide whether to continue a pregnancy.
Just like if a woman had cancer and was undergoing chemotherapy or any kind of cancer treatment that might be dangerous, they would probably consider putting off their pregnancy until they were in remission.
For Bailey Johnson, she says an abortion gave her time to get care and get healthy. Since our first interview for this piece, she's had a few life updates. She started a new job working for Planned Parenthood and is happy to report she's expecting twins. Johnson says if she hadn't been able to end her first pregnancy,
not only would I probably not be here today because of the suicidal thoughts that were going on at the moment during our first pregnancy, et cetera, but, you know, the 2 little ones that we're expecting any day now wouldn't be here.
Johnson says she's learned tools she'll pass to her children if they too struggle with mental health, and she's better able to advocate for herself and her need to continue taking some medications during this pregnancy. The 6-week ban won't go into effect unless a privacy provision in Florida's constitution is found to no longer protect the right to abortion. That case is pending before the state Supreme Court. For NPR News, I'm Regan McCarthy in Tallahassee.